We have been hearing voices personally affected by the pandemic. And today, we bring you the perspective of Jerry Bishop. He's senior pastor at LifeQuest Urban Outreach Center in Grand Rapids. His ministry serves people in the heart of Grand Rapids, and he has a particular focus helping young Black men. Before, he says, it was all about being there, in person, hands-on. Now, he knows people are hurting, but everything is different.
And man, to have people have to Zoom you or FaceTime you for prayer, and you see people suffering, and in some cases, you can't help them.
The virus has taken an immense toll on the community Jerry Bishop serves. Bishop says he's presided over funerals for 21 people who've died of COVID. He spoke to Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer.
Oh, I have to tell you, man, it's been a very dark year. Initially, it was an emotional drain, a financial drain on families, but almost instantaneously, within the first week of second week of March, I buried my first COVID patient. And then people get locked in their houses, can't get out. And trust me, I'm a firm supporter of social distancing. But people then started going into depression. By May, there was a realm of depression, more deaths, and then more anger from me and, you know, towards people not taking it serious. And so it's been a tremendous counterbalance since March in trying not to be angry, not consumed with so much death, but it's a reality. The single most traumatizing thing of my career over the last 10 years, and I've been in some very dire situations, but a family had me, they FaceTimed me in so I could pray with their loved one who 2 weeks prior to contracting the virus was 185-pound, 4% body fat, no meds, Caucasian, no precursors, didn't drink, didn't smoke. And as I'm praying for him to live, he's shouting how much he wants to die because of the pain in his lungs. Some people have minor symptoms. Praise God for that. Others, their lungs are just destroyed. There's heart issues. There's lingering coughs. They have to go to rehabilitation. And so you start to look at that. There's a lot of collateral damage to this that's not casket related. I mean, I am a very positive guy, but the reality of this is absolutely going to get worse. I don't know why the Lord is doing this, but I'm going to cling on Romans 8:28. That all things work together somehow, some way, in God's timing, we're going to be better. But in the interim, I just have to encourage people, hey, live better. Live better, you know, live a little bit more humbly, that even though you might not agree with a mask, please wear a mask. Please social distance. Stop the gatherings. But at the same time, go back to being kind to your neighbor. Don't incite things. Just look out, try to love somebody.
That's the voice of Jerry Bishop, senior pastor to LifeQuest Urban Outreach Center.